This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Minister for Electronics and Information and Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has said digital personal data protection, DPDP, rules are finalized and set for publication in coming days. The minister said this while launching the logo and key activities for the India AI Impact Summit 2026. He informed that more than 3,000 consultations were held over a very long period to come up with this entire framework.
More than 3,000 consultations were held over a very long period to come up with this entire framework. So that framework we will be launching in the coming days, hopefully before 28 September. Our thinking is very much a good balance of innovation and regulation, a good balance of taking science and technology forward and making it safe and trusted, a good balance of making sure that common citizens get access to technology and developing the deep R&D capabilities that we need.
Mr. Vaishnav stated that India has 38,000 GPUs right now and more GPUs will be available in the near future. The minister informed that the expansion of more than 500 data and AI labs will pave the way for inclusive growth, democratized technology and global leadership in AI and electronics. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has issued a revised advisory in view of the revised GST rates, which will be effective from Monday. As per the advisory, manufacturers, packers and importers may voluntarily affix additional revised price stickers on unsold packages manufactured before 26 September, provided that the original MRP printed on the package is not obscured. Although the monsoon in Himachal Pradesh is in its final phase, rainfall is still continuing. In the past 24 hours, widespread rain has been recorded in most parts of the state, including the capital Shimla, with Sri Naina Devi in Bilaspur district receiving the highest rainfall at 140 millimetres. The Meteorological Centre Shimla has predicted light to moderate rainfall in most parts of the state today and tomorrow.
Continuous rainfall and multiple incidents of landslides have disrupted normal life in Himachal Pradesh. In the BBN industrial area of Jharmajri in Solan district, several industrial buildings were submerged after the Kotla rivulet overflowed. In Kangra district, the water level of Pong Dam has also risen above the danger mark due to continuous rainfall. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, two national highways and 604 link roads in the state are blocked for traffic. During this monsoon season, so far, 146 landslides, 98 flash floods and 46 cloudburst incidents have been recorded in the state. As per official figures, 424 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents, while 45 others are still missing. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Directorate General of Civil Aviation DGCA has granted approval of recommencement of helicopter operations for the Char Dham Yatra 2025 after the monsoon break. In a statement, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the strategic initiatives for enhancing the safety of Char Dham operations have been implemented after a rigorous scrutiny. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu held multiple review meetings along with Chief Minister of Uttarakhand Pushkar Singh Dhami at Dehradun and Delhi to ensure close coordination among the DGCA, Airport Authority of India and state government. India has joined hands with United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, to build world-class blue boats. Department of Fisheries under Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying has signed a technical cooperation program agreement with FAO to strengthen blue boat infrastructure in India. Three pilot harbours, namely Vanagbara in Diu, Karaikal in Puducherry and Jakhau in Gujarat, have been approved with a total investment of 369.8 crore rupees. The India Meteor Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. The IMD has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over eastern and central parts of the country for the next 2 days. India will face Oman in their final Group A match today of the Asia Cup 2025 in Abu Dhabi. With 4 points from 2 games, India already sealed Super 4 qualification while Oman have been eliminated. The match will start at 8 p.m. this evening in the Sheikh Zayed Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.